1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden pushed gun safety to help curb gun violence today at an event in Washington.
Who in God's name needs a magazine which can hold 200 shells?
Nobody,
that's right.
This was a pre-planned event, but happened just hours after Hunter Biden was convicted in his gun case in Delaware. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Biden was convicted by and large by his own words, what he wrote in his book, what he said to others, his ongoing use of narcotics.
Hunter now faces decades in prison, but a sentencing date hasn't been set yet. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still touring the Middle East today, pushing for a ceasefire and hostage agreement between Israel and Hamas.
I think we all know there is no time to waste, given the hell that hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are enduring every single day.
Hamas says it's ready to negotiate a complete stop to the war. The U.S. says it's reviewing that response. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is now running unopposed in his Republican primary. Andrew Sigilski abruptly dropped out of the GOP primary last night. He didn't say why. Meanwhile, Voss's political opponents are still trying to force a recall election this summer. Democrats need to flip 15 seats to win the majority in the Wisconsin Assembly this year. Observers say Republican Speaker Robin Voss will need to hold on to more than just 50 seats in order to govern.
How's he going to pass a budget with people who have voted no on everything he's wanted to do for the last 2 or 4 years, like a Scott Allen in Waukesha, for example? That's not governable. You need 53, 54, 55.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a seed bank expanding across Portage County. Several organizations came together following the launch of Lawn Gone Native in Stevens Point. This program promotes more Wisconsin native plants in urban landscaping. Organizers are seeking donations of additional native plant seeds. During regular business hours, a variety of fruit, vegetable, and native plant seeds are available at the Portage County Library and other libraries throughout the county. Mayor Mike Wiesa said with increased food costs, seed banks are a fantastic resource for families to be able to grow their own food, eat healthier, and reduce costs. As we're approaching the fireworks holiday of the 4th of July, please remember to be courteous when lighting off fireworks. Not only do pets experience stress with the loud booms, fireworks can be particularly stressful for our veterans. Many of our combat veterans have PTSD after putting their lives on the line for our freedom. Please be mindful with fireworks this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Chourio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a 2-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sun today with high temperatures in the low 70s. Spotty showers may sprinkle in and a rumble of thunder is possible this evening. Otherwise, winds become breezy and they crank our highs for tomorrow to the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matinair on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 11th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk with Let's Talk Real Estate with Cole Banker, CEO Realtors. David Farnborough is going to join us. Looking forward to that. Right now, our good friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce here. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
Always good to have you with us. We have so much to talk about. It's a good thing we get all of our talking out in our pregame because we got a lot of work to do right now. We got to fill these 22 minutes with some good stuff, and we have plenty to talk about, Lacey. I want to kick off with Gather by the Gazebo coming up.
Yes, this is tonight. So please come out. That is in Rome. This is our once a month event. It's on the second Tuesday of every month. Our presenting sponsor is Visit Rome. Season sponsors Coldwell Banker Advantage, Sand Valley Resort, and Rome Away From Home. Tonight's sponsor is going to be Mid-State Technical College, and we will have Duology playing. So huge shout out to Ben and Alex. Very, very excited to have them. Love their voice, as well as we will be doing this in the new band shell that just had its ribbon cutting last week. So very excited for that.
How did the ribbon cutting go?
Good.
I heard it went well.
I heard there was like a couple hundred people there. And so definitely excited. I love that they're going to have a bigger, you know, a bigger space, more acoustics, as well as I just love, you know, obviously we're building it up. We're making it bigger and it's better for them, better stage. And obviously we want to support them and definitely give them that platform, literally. So excited.
Nicely done. Big fans of Duology. Love those guys. They've been on the air with us. What a chance for them to be able to kick this off, too. That's pretty cool. And a good band to do it.
Yes. And he's just getting back from his honeymoon. So I'm hoping he will be. He's still in that honeymoon phase and we're going to get lots of good music. He'll be super excited. We will have Taco Social there tonight for our food truck, and they will be doing birria ramen as well as tacos, nachos, and some different kind of, you know, just Tex-Mex flavor. So really excited to have them there tonight. So please come out 5:30 to 7 o'clock at the Rome Town Center. Definitely reach out to us if you have any questions or you need directions. We'd be more than happy to help you.
And I have to say mazel tov to Ben and Katie. I just have to throw that out there. Congratulations to them. This is going to be a really fun one. We're looking forward to this. Gather by the Gazebo coming up. Everybody be sure to check that out. Tonight.
Yep.
Just, I get my dates mixed up sometimes. It's in part because we have so much going on this summer. We're so busy around here. And one of the things we were up to last Thursday, hanging out at lunch by the river, I wanted to thank you for having us, giving us a great spot, as well as doing such an amazing job at this event. I know that it's you and your team and a lot of others coming together, but you have you here. I want to be able to thank you. And it's been so much fun. This last one was a blast. Big shout out to the Lincoln kids and the great work that they did. That was a lot of fun to watch. And it seems, I don't know, Lacey, you're closer to this than me, but it feels like we're getting so many new people down there.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of familiar faces. I see a lot of familiar vendors. But along with new food, new people are coming down. And that's been pretty fun experience as well.
Yeah. So it being the 37th year, I think that it's definitely good to kind of bring in some new, obviously keep some of those, you know, historical things that we've always had there, but growing it, elevating it in any way that I can. And obviously Rapid School of Performing Arts, they were wonderful. Definitely very, very grateful for them to come down there and do that. I'm happy the weather kind of held off. We're definitely excited for this week. We'll have the orchestra there, so the Symphony Orchestra. So very excited for them. We have obviously Enbridge as our presenting sponsor, the Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic, which
so good.
That was Promise's idea. And then we also, that's going to be at Veterans Park, so 11:30 to 1. We will have, we have a lot of food vendors for this season, but just to name a few, we'll do a Chatterbox, Rockies. We've got MCG Services, Jamaican Kitchens, Granny's Beach and Ice. We've got Taco Social, Beach Bum. We also have Balloon Twisting, as well as some other activities that are going to be going on. The Balloon Twisting did great last week. There was just a line after those kids were performing, so definitely excited to have them do like their little balloon sword fight in, you know, intermission between that they before they're dancing. So really, really fun. We're gonna meet today with the Humane Society, so hopefully we can get them down there. But definitely we want to grow it, we want to make it bigger. We have that additional space, so having all those food vendors down there and just kind of making it a safe place. It's free. Bring out, you know, bring the kids, bring the family. If you work down there, come down there and have lunch. Obviously you can walk across to the farmers market and kind of make a whole thing of it. So please come out, definitely support this local event.
I love all of our events that we have, and any business that puts one on, I get really behind it and enjoy, because so many of our local businesses support us too. It's a shout out to Crockett Septic when it comes to things like that. They do so much work in our community as far as putting back into the community when sponsoring programs like ours and those kind of things. They do great work. When we are able to do something like this, where a nonprofit and nonprofit come together, I think it's where this community shines the brightest. We do it better than anybody else in this state. I would say in the Midwest, nobody does it like we do around here. And the idea of you guys in the Humane Society working together is a perfect fit to have some dogs to maybe adopt down there at the river and everything. I mean, I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Journalistically, I should mention I love dogs, and I'm very biased about animals. But I think it's a good idea. It's a really cool thought. I'd love to see what develops with that. Looking forward to hearing about it. Looking forward to this Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And check out every Thursday. You have lunch plans every Thursday throughout summer. You're booked. You got this down. Every Thursday, meet us at Veterans Park.
Absolutely.
Rendezvous in the Park also taking place. And again, journalistically, should mention, very biased about that park. I love that park.
That's your favorite park.
Yes, it is. I do love it over there. And I love this event. This is a really fun event.
Yes. So obviously we're going to have Duology kick that one off too.
Nice.
Very, very grateful. That is going to be next Wednesday, June 19th. That is always going to be on the third Wednesday of the month. And that is at Riverside Park. Our season sponsor are the City of Nacoosa. So definitely very grateful for them for supporting this event and, you know, kind of seeing that there is a need to have something there, a safe place for kids to kind of hang out with their parents, have fun, come out. You know, free entertainment, as well as we'll have balloon twisting out there, some other activities. We're trying to work with a couple different places to kind of get some other activities going on. I've been trying to do little things like little obstacle courses and things like that, and then some outdoor games. And that will be food sponsored by the Buckley Baldwin, BFW Post 2534. And then the sponsor of that event that night is going to be the Nacoosa Lions Club. So definitely come out. Please come see us. I'll be there. And definitely excited to hear Ben and Alex play there too.
Shout out to the VFW. That's great to see them associated with this and a part of this and everything. We love our VFW, love our friends over there. Join us every month, veterans updates, and great people over there, and continuing to do great work in this community and all of our communities.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Sean. He's stuck with me forever. So I tell him that literally every time I see him. I'm like, you know that you're stuck with me, right? He's like, you're lucky that I love you. I'm like, yeah, well, you're the commander and you're not going anywhere. So you're stuck with me.
Rendezvous in the Park, going to be a fun one. Be sure to join us Wednesday, June 19th from 5:30 to 7 for that. It's going to be a beautiful time and a beautiful place. Lacey, I didn't want to rush any of that, but I know that we have a lot to talk about with the Cranberry Blossom Festival. Yeah. You guys really went above and beyond this year. I don't know that we have enough time to touch on everything.
I know.
There's
we're working on it.
Well, this will be part one. We'll have part two. Then we'll have part three.
But the saga.
It is finally here. It is right around the corner, Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Absolutely. So that is June 22nd. I still have some availability for vendor spaces. I am trying to accommodate as many people as I can with this growing festival. We want to make it bigger, larger every year. We want to kind of outdo our last year. So I want different kinds of vendors. If you have something that's there's a little niche that you're in and you're like, no one else does this like me. Please reach out. Communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. I would love to have you there. Even our thing says 80 vendors and I'm over 90. So I'm very, very excited. That is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, ERCO, Mid-State Technical College, U.S. Bank, as well as Marshfield Clinic. And we are very, very excited to have this going on. Obviously, we're going to kick off at Lunch by the River on Thursday. We've got a brochure that is out free to the public, and it has all of the events for that entire weekend. We have it at the Chamber. It's also at a lot of other places, like the radio station. But obviously, we've got Downtown on Tap, which will be Friday night. We've also got Cinema Under the Stars, which is free. We've got Chalk It Up with the Boys and Girls Club. We've got the Craft and Vendor Fair. We have also the parade that's going on. That's going to be the All Things Cranberry theme. And we want this to get bigger. Obviously, we don't have a 4th of July parade. So this is it. This is our summer parade. Please come out. Please attend. Please bring the family. If you have a business and you want to get them in there, people record parades. People have drones that come to parades. It's a lot of marketing to get your business out there. Put banners on your vehicles. Definitely reach out to us. You can always call the Chamber or you can email me directly, whatever works best for you, and we will get you registered. If you are an emergency vehicle, those are free for those people that are in the parade. And then definitely reach out to 715-422-4852 if you would like to get a registration form for the parade.
I was hesitant to say this. I've heard from enough listeners by now and talked to and been in this community long enough to know this could be our signature event. This could be the big one. And you mentioned something that I think is important, and I don't know if it's common knowledge. There's no 4th of July parade. Mm-hmm. So this is it. This is our big parade this year, this summer, I should say. And if you are a business, I just wanted to make sure that I was, maybe testing myself here. And I really can't think of another opportunity better to get your name out there and reach a more vast variety of people, young, old, man, woman, child, dog, doesn't matter. They're going to be able to see your business a part of this parade. They're going to be able to see you down there if you're a vendor and run into you. This event brings people from all over the state, mm-hmm. out of state. So you just don't know who's going to be seeing this.
Absolutely. I know I signed up a couple of vendors last week that they had saw a brochure by Appleton. So we have a couple people part of the Cranberry Committee that drive for work. So they have kind of left stuff places and they were like, oh, we want to be a part of it. Your vendor fair fee is less than most of them. So for them, it was kind of like, this is just a easier investment for them. So they're coming from Madison and they're very excited because they haven't ever been to this before. They had never even heard of it. And then they saw the brochure and they're like, this thing's huge. Like, how do we get in on this? Do you have space? And so we were able to fit them in, but it's nice to have bigger, it's mm-hmm. nice. And then especially with like, you can see it. You can see the impact that it makes on the businesses that are here. Because those people that are, they're vending here, they're not only coming at, in the morning. They're typically coming here, they're staying in our hotels, they are filling up at our gas stations, they are, they're going to our several coffee places. They're coming here, and then once they come here, I think it's easier to then come back. So they're supporting everyone. It's great for us, it's great for the Visitors Bureau, and it brings people here to where they're like, oh, this is a great place to be. And I know Cranberry Blossom Festival is ranked as one of the berry festivals that's worth the drive in Wisconsin, as well as one of the festivals that you should attend if you live in Wisconsin. So we're getting there. The marketing mm-hmm. is getting there to where they are going on here. I think Channel 7 is going to be there. I think Channel 12 is going to be there.
Nice.
As well, to kind of like, see everything, but very, very excited for people to kind of see what we do here and mm-hmm. see, like, people may have some certain bias about, the paper mill closing, but I think Cranberry is a great thing for us to kind of explore mm-hmm. and kind of like reaffirming who we are and what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Well said. We'll be talking more about this as we get closer to it and cannot wait. Looking forward to it. Cranberry Blossom Fest kicks off again, as Lacey said, Lunch by the River. That is coming up in a couple Thursdays. It's just right around mm-hmm. the corner. It's right there. Lacey Ayling is joining us with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, do you want to talk about Lucky's Golf Classic?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a couple different sponsorship packages available. A couple have already sold out, but definitely excited for our golf outing at Lake Arrowhead on July 23rd. You can call and register. You can also register online, whatever works best for you, or come in the chamber if you need a little bit of help, or if you're trying to register, you know, a whole team of golfers. I think it's a great way to come out, kind of just have that camaraderie, and then as well as the food that we have planned for our dinner, I'm really, really excited about. We've been like, sometimes we try to like go to, you know, a specific thing, but we're really, really excited for this kind of like appetizer feast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who doesn't want to have like bottomless wings?
Oh, that sounds awesome. Oh, that sounds really good.
And bottomless burgers and beer cheese soups and dips and stuff like that. So really, really excited for that. Lake Arrowhead, definitely come out, register. We have some different, obviously you can just golf. You don't have to do the sponsorship packages, but there is a lot of opportunities to market your business as well as come out with your team. I want to do some different things this year, but very excited for, you know, even the raffle basket, if you want to do that to market your business. That's only $25, you know, to kind of get in front of all of these people. But very, very excited for the golf outing. I will not be golfing, but I will drive anyone around like a crazy person for them.
There
so
you go.
So, I'll get them there. I'll get them there.
You got a driver. There you go. Yeah, that's a big part of golf from what I understand.
Right?
You can just
jump in and we'll take off. Yeah, I'm ready.
It's going to be a really fun event and an opportunity not only for you to get outside, but to support your community, to get your business out there. Just fun all around. The camaraderie, like you said, it's going to be a really fun event.
Absolutely.
Lacey, also got some other things I want to get to. These next two I really think are really unique and cool and special for our area. The Open Business Luncheon is a really good opportunity.
Yes, very. So we've kind of changed the name. That was going to be a little bit different about just speaking on diversity, but we did some kind of rebranding for that. So definitely join us at Mid-State Technical College. That is going to be on June 18th. We still have registration available. You can register online with the QR code, or you can always come into the chamber and we can help you do it. That is $35 for members, $45 for non-members, and that will be a buffet-style lunch, as well as we're going to talk about, we have a couple speaker panels, so there will be some questions that are going to be asked for them based off of, you know, kind of what they've experienced in this community, and obviously we've got Wood County Health Department's Olga Meza, the owner of El Cafe, Fidel Perez, and then Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's marketing, Lynette Lagarde, so very, very, I'm going to be really, really excited to just hear what they have to say and how they've experienced diversity in this area, and as well as overcoming some of those things that even sometimes just not, you know, coming from a different country and then having to learn a different language. I think we don't always understand that some of us have some bias, as well as some of us don't understand really how much they're doing and just to get to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And Fidel, I love talking to him. He should be a motivational speaker, honestly. I mean, just his story, it's like, oh my goodness. Like, he's so motivating to be like, okay, if he started from here, you can really do anything if you set your mind to it. So celebrating differences, fueling business growth. I mean, I think it's a great idea for this community, and kind of showing what we have to offer and what we can do to make it better.
It is no secret that Wisconsin has a lot of open positions, a lot of open jobs up and down this state. One of the things that we need are good workers. And one of the things that has shown up in this state as we need more population, and anybody will tell you from our city mayor to the senator of the state, that we want more people in state. We want to keep people in state. One of the ways you do that, diversity.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest gifts to your business, diversity. More and more people, expanding and reaching out to more and more people. Having more and more people involved. It only expands your business. It only makes your business that much stronger. As an example, just real quick, I think that Ben & Jerry's is actually a really good example of this. Ben & Jerry's, biggest ice cream in the world. Pretty much, at least in America. We'll say here in America, in the States. Biggest in the States. They see this and they're like, well, wait a minute. There's a whole group of people we're not hitting. There's lactose intolerant people. There's people that can't eat our ice cream. Well, making ice cream for them. So now Ben & Jerry's is even bigger and even more gigantic. When you open yourself up to more people and not just this one avenue, your business only has an opportunity to enhance and grow and get better. It is no different than when bringing in workers or, you know, type of customers. Diversity is the way, is the only way forward. And having a program like this, I'm proud of our area for doing this, of you guys for having something like this. That's going to be a fun event. We're going to make sure it's well attended. We're going to have some, we'll be talking about it on our morning shows and making sure people are ready for it. Also want to get people ready for this one. This is a very cool one. The Network Exchange for Women's Professionals. I love this idea, Lacey.
Yes. So this was actually brought to us by a member who was like, hey, do you guys do this? And then it kind of turned into, okay, we should ask if, see if there's interest here, because if members are bringing things to our attention, I think we are definitely open ears. We are not like, we're not just shooting things down. We're not just pushing a certain narrative. So if someone's coming to us and saying that we need this, we don't have it, what can we do? And so we sent out some surveys, and I think the response, I think we had like over 60 people had responded within 24 hours saying, yes, please do this. I need more marketing. I need more, you know, I need to talk to people that are like-minded, as well as motivated, and then as well as in positions where they can make change, or they can, you know, just having us be more well-rounded. So it kind of just took off, and now we're going to meet quarterly. So you have to be a member to participate in this. I know we've talked about expanding it to non-members at a later date, but I think right now we're kind of in the beginning of it. So first doing this and kind of seeing how this, this will be our second meeting. So June 26, 2024, 8:30 to 10 o'clock at Hoozles at the Lakes, obviously open to chamber members. So if your business is a chamber member, you are a chamber member. Some people don't, they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't have a rep, or, you know, I'm not set up. Please call. We'll send you the login, the username, everything, so that you can have access to Chambermaster, as well as seeing, you know, those updates for community events that are coming. So Stacy will be speaking and going over communication training. So communication training just kind of helps you understand how you are, so that you know where you are. You can meet people where they are, and then also that you're being received in a way to where change can actually be made. So I think it's really helpful to kind of know how you are, how you communicate. If you're someone that shuts down when someone brings some, you know, conflict to you, I think that understanding your communication style, understanding what you bring to the table, I think it can only make you more well-rounded, as well as being a better leader. And typically, that's the people that are going to these things. It's someone who, they know, I think a leader will never be like, okay, I'm good enough. So I think they typically will keep going. They'll keep being in, you know, part of these things, taking something from everything, and obviously connecting with other people. Last time we talked about things that we felt like we were struggling with. If there was people that were struggling with, oh, I don't feel like I'm being taken seriously based off of my age. And then also hearing, I feel like people are, you know, don't like me because I'm, you know, I'm too old or I'm too young and they don't take me seriously, or they think, oh, what could I know about this? So definitely I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't even think about that. I've never really thought about if someone was too old or young and in some kind of professional role. But definitely, you know, understanding those opportunities, challenges, things that they can do, as well as networking with other people. We sit at tables where we don't know anyone. So that's really nice to kind of get to talk to people. And then just kind of build your portfolio of people in this community, and, you know, make those connections.
The Network Exchange for Women's Professionals, June 26th, 8:30 to 10, over at Hoozles at the Lakes in Nakusa. Be sure to check that out and find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Lacey, we also, before we let you go today, wanted to get to our June Investor of the Month.
Yes. So that is Kunz. Kunis. I always want to say it how it's spelled. Kunis RV of Wisconsin Rapids, obviously. It's summer. It's camping season. They've been really great at doing some networking stuff. We had a networking night there the end of last year. So they've been really, really good. Definitely. I love camping. I would live in a camper if I could. So check them out. See what they have to offer. Go visit them. You know, they even have rentals. So you can rent RVs there. You can kind of see if that works best for you. And then obviously we are currently selling Chamber Cash. So if you are interested, We are selling that until September 8th. Please reach out. We have that at our events. We'll also have it at the Chamber, as well as you can find me, obviously, at Gathered by the Gazebo tonight. I'll be selling it. And we definitely have a little friendly competition within the office. So
nice.
Find me.
Find Lacey. Help Lacey out. Let's help her win this. And Lacey, if people do want to, I do have follow-up questions, want to know more about what we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. So communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com is my direct email. And then also 715-422-4859. Please give me a call if you need anything. And I'll obviously try to call you back as soon as I can, or it does go directly to my cell phone, so I'll get it that way.
Yeah. Be sure to follow the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on not only things upcoming, but of-day events and how things are going and much, much more. Again, heartofwisconsinchamber.com. Lacey, always good talking with you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local civic media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for an independent audit of Milwaukee public schools. Milwaukee has been dealing with budget cuts and accounting problems that led the superintendent to resign. The state is still waiting for a financial report from Milwaukee that was due last fall. Temporary caps on Affordable Care Act premiums might run out at the end of next year. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says that would make health insurance too expensive for many people close to retirement age.
They would just tell me, well, I'm just going uninsured for these few years until I can qualify for Medicare. Well, those are the years of your life where you're going to start developing some bad health problems.
Congress is considering ACA cuts in the next federal budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Great Book Giveaway is underway. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding listening events throughout the week. Today you can bring the kiddos to the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph at 10:30 and the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo at 1:30. You can listen to a children's story and pick out books to take home with you. You can see all the dates and times for this week on uwswac.org. There's an Elks Flag Day ceremony at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids today. They start at 5 p.m. at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can hear the Cowboy Union Jam tomorrow at McMillan Library. They play on Wednesday, June 12th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. This is a free event. You can come and enjoy community favorites. The jam plays a repertoire that includes traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When given the chance to ride or die this past weekend, the box office chose to ride, thanks to the latest installment of Bad Boys Ride or Die. The Will Smith comeback vehicle and fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise raked in $56 million at the domestic box office and topped $105 million globally. A nice boost for theater owners who are hoping for more good fortune next weekend with the release of Inside Out 2. The animated sequel is expected to pull in $110 million globally. Kid and family-friendly films have kept the box office at least somewhat respectable this summer with the strength of Garfield and John Krasinski's If. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Garfield in second place, If was number three, horror film and directorial debut for Ishana Shyamalan's The Watchers opened in fourth place, and it was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes at number five. Bad Boys' 97% approval rating with audiences should give the film and box office legs for weeks to come. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the mid-50s tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow, evening storms possible, some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high right around 80. It's 60 right now.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday, we'll discuss how Republican legislators took a bipartisan plan to improve literacy and turned it into yet another unfunded mandate. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 11th, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and it's time to talk real estate. Yes, let's talk real estate with Coldwell Banker CEO Realtors. We have our good friend David Farnborough with us right now. David, always good to see you. Good to have you in studio. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, James, and it's good to see you, too. Good to be here.
Appreciate the time, and one of the things I've been enjoying talking with you, David, is I feel like we're going over some things that a lot of people out there may feel like they know, and then they hear us and hear you talking about it, like, well, I didn't know that, or I didn't know the depth of this. And it's so key going forward with many, many people out there looking to buy homes or sell homes, understanding the dialogue, the language of this world, this industry. So I feel like you got a great topic for us today. What is a realtor?
That's right, yes. And the first thing I would say, and I don't mean to be critical, is that it's not a realtor, it's a realtor.
Realtor.
It's just, yep. It's yep. Just two syllables. And I actually had that in my notes before you said it, so I wasn't picking on you. Yeah.
That's a great start, though, to it, too. And actually, we've gotten into this topic before with Coldwell Banker, I was corrected before. It's one of those things. It's one of those words that you hear and you feel like you okay, well, I know what that is. I know what that means. But there is a difference between that position and a real estate agent.
You're right. And the reason a lot of people think realtor is because that would follow the normal convention of pronunciation that we use. But realtor is not a regular word that's evolved like most of them. It's a copyrighted trademark. Uh-huh. And I'm not going to bore you with the history of the realtor organization, but let's just say the realtor organization started something like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And in the 1950s, they came up with the trademark. And because the trademark isn't a real word, that's why it doesn't have any pronunciation similarities to words we use in everyday life.
Even that is information I don't think a lot of us knew. That's That's really, you're already starting out with some great stuff. That's great.
So you asked me the question, what is a realtor? Mm-hmm. And realtor, the realtor organization is, for want of a better way of describing it, a professional organization. It's like a union. So it does advocate for realtors, but it also acts in the interest of home buyers and sellers and homeowners. So what the realtor organization does is, in order to get membership, you have to first be a licensed real estate agent. So you can be a licensed real estate agent and not a realtor. So I can help people buy and sell properties with just my Wisconsin real estate salesperson license. But being a member of the realtor organization binds me to a code of ethics. It binds me to a code of cooperation with my fellow realtors. So, you know, we can't act in our own interests above the interests of our clients, and we can't do sneaky things that aim to keep our fellow realtors out. You know, we've got to try and work with them so that we all make a good impact on the lives of our clients.
It's interesting that the first thing I think of, my mom and her side of the family, all attorneys over there and a lot of them. And my grandfather used to tell me how anybody could learn the law, but it takes a degree to do it with morals or a conscience, to do it with some heart to it and everything. This is very similar to me to what we're talking about here, where a lot of people could help you buy or sell a home possibly, but there is a union of people who are there to do it morally, do it to the best of your interests and not necessarily their own.
That's correct. And I find that you may find that there is a short-term interest in going against what is good for your client. Mm. So you can say to your client, look, you should buy this house and just put an offer in and get it done with, and you'll pocket your commission. But that client isn't going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long term, yeah, we try and work in the best interests of our client, and that reflects well on us as a profession, and it means that our clients are going to come back to us. So there is no conflict in my mind between mm-hmm. doing what's in the best interests of our client and good business practice.
Yeah, David, I don't mean to bore you if I've told you this one before or not, but my history with Coldwell goes way back, and they actually helped my mom and dad out a while back, JR himself, and did something above and beyond for my parents. And that act right there got us to be with you, this organization, this group, forward, just completely going forward. Not just us as a family, but any relatives we have to come move to this area, any time that we're talking about a real estate, it's the first place we bring up. It was one nice act that man did, and the whole family followed suit. It's a reputation business, and I learned that through JR, I learned that through Coldwell Banker, how important that is. I think that, again, a lot of us from the outside looking in kind of, well, yeah, I imagine that it matters, but we don't realize how deeply it matters until it either affects us or we see it or we hear examples in our community about it. It is maybe more than most other industries such a reputation business. You really do have to do right by your clients, because you not only if you want them to come back, but family members. We're in a small area here, word spreads, so those kind of things really do add up.
They do indeed. And I'm pleased to say that this summer I've got several clients that I helped buy their houses come back to me and help them sell their houses. And that repeat business tells me I'm doing something right. I would hate it if anybody who I'd helped buy a home sat there and said to their husband or wife, can you remember who we had as our realtor? I would hope that I'm always memorable. Hopefully for the right reasons.
Right. and I think you nailed that. I think you're good with that. I also appreciate hearing something like that too, David. For one, I'm a believer that everybody deserves to have more confidence. And if I'm getting an agent, I want somebody who feels good about themselves, feels good about the job, and feels confident in it. All of this, I imagine, does that. You know, having clients come back, having people reach out to you, not only you, but your fellow, you know, team members over there, these kind of things help build that up. And that's never a bad thing. That only can help us, not only future homeowners, but our community. Because, again, this is not only a reputation business, but you guys live in these communities. You guys, these are future neighbors of yours and such many times. So you're really not just creating a good community, you're creating a good community that you're part of.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things that I'm always pleased to see is how many of our local realtors do give back to the community. And this is not necessarily me, but it's my other colleagues at Coldwell Banker, and it's my other colleagues from the other brokerages in town. You always see them at community events. They're always giving back.
When it comes to the differences between a realtor, I get to write that time, I think I did, and a real estate agent, do you feel like we nailed that? Do you feel like we got that down?
I think we've covered that. The other thing I should say is that there really aren't that many licensed real estate agents who aren't realtors. Mm. It's a very small percentage. Mm. And the reason for that is that when you're a realtor, you get access to the MLS. Mm. That's the Multiple Listing Service. Now, that means that when somebody calls me and they say, I've seen a home on Zillow, I can look at the MLS and I can immediately give them more information than they can see on Zillow or Realtor.com or whichever website. I can also sometimes tell them that a property is under contract, which they might not be able to see from their online perspective.
Hmm.
So the MLS is another key to being a realtor.
Well, and another thing that comes to mind, too, in talking about this, David, and you touched on this a little bit before, of looking out for the best for the client, even if the client... especially, I could see people being in a position, I just want to sell. And you're like, well, hang on. you could maybe get a little more for this, or you could, maybe now is not the right time. Maybe those are questions, maybe they aren't, but at least you're there to kind of be a third party to be able to give those answers and give that advice, that information. Not necessarily tell somebody what to do, but to guide them and help them make the right calls for them and their home. Sometimes thinking in their best interest, even when we can't.
You're absolutely right. And it's not my job to make decisions for my clients. Mm-hmm. It's my job to give them the options and tell them what will happen if they do this, what will happen if they do that. Mm-hmm. And then they make the decision because they're the boss.
Okay, so David, you nailed that one. That was really good. I got another one for you, though. A broker. What is a broker?
Okay, well, I'm also a real estate broker, but I don't use that title very often because it confuses people and they think, well, is he not a realtor then? So generally, I introduce myself as a realtor. A broker is someone who's taken a series of lessons and taken an exam to receive a qualification that just goes over and above what you need to have to be a licensed real estate salesperson. Once you have the qualification, you then get a license, and the license is issued by the state of Wisconsin, just as the real estate salesperson license is. So being a broker is not a thing that the realtor organization will give out. It's something that is issued by the state. Now, if you're a broker, you can own and run your own office. I don't have that. I work under a contract with Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, so they are my brokerage. But the fact that I'm a broker means that I have more in-depth knowledge and training in the art of buying and selling homes and other real estate.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, and David, you gave us a good definition of what a broker is. So from what I can understand, a person can be a broker as well as a real estate agent.
Yes, that's correct. And in my case, the work I do day to day is really being a real estate agent. There's nothing that I do from day to day that I really need my broker's license for, but it's nice to have that qualification, and it's something I can put on my business card and people just know I've got that little bit more knowledge.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into our next question, David, as far as how a buyer or seller should go about choosing a realtor. When it comes to that, is that something that you should look for, that if they're a broker as well, or some of these other factors? I think that it's an interesting question.
That is a good question. And some of us have additional qualifications. You can see on my lapel, I'm wearing an ABR badge. That means I'm an accredited buyer's representative. That means I've done a special course for that and passed an exam. I also have the At Home with Diversity qualification, and another one which is Commitment to Excellence. But there are other designations that other realtors have which give them experience in specialised areas, like there's a military relocation professional, and that's someone who has special knowledge about those types of those types of home moves. So those things can help you pick a realtor, but I would say that the key thing is whether you get on with them, whether you have compatibility. So it's good to meet someone. Maybe you could ask them to show you a house, see how you get on. Maybe if you don't hit it off straight away, try another agent and see if you like them. You don't have to pick the first person you come across. I find that the people I've worked with the best are people who take a great deal of joy in going around and seeing homes, people who treat it as an adventure, people who want to have fun.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it.
It's a serious business, you know, it's the biggest investment of your life, but that doesn't mean we necessarily have to be serious all the time about the way that we do it.
We want you to enjoy your home. We want you to enjoy your time there and everything. There's no reason you can't. It can be a little bit, obviously can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be all stress. It doesn't have to be all of that. This is a good thing. This is a positive for you and your family. So we certainly want you to enjoy it. I love that you bring that up. I don't think we've ever had that talked about before, but that's such a good point. And when I do think of people that have been around in the industry, they're positive people. They're good. They got a good soul to them and everything, and they want the best for their clients. It really is one of those industries that, again, until getting to talk with all you guys at Coldwell Banker and doing this for a couple of years, I would have never realized how not only personal the business is, how genuine you take it to heart when these people get these homes or sell these homes, but how intertwined all of this is. You brought up a great word, compatibility. You can find a lot of good realtors out there and a lot of good people that are good at what they do. But finding somebody who is not only you jive with, you have a chemistry with, maybe you get along, even in brief moments, in brief interactions, but also somebody who knows the area, who knows these zip code.
Right, that tends to be important. And for me, I usually stick to what I know best. And that includes Rapids, but it also includes the surrounding communities. So I know Stevens Point pretty well. I know the town of Rome pretty well. And I know Marshfield pretty well. I tend not to go out further afield than that. But if someone asks me, if somebody wants to go and see a home in Plainfield, then I'll take them there. There aren't any realtor offices in Plainfield, as far as I know. So, you know, people have to go to the nearest cities.
When it comes to those specifics, that's really great and key to be able to bring to a client. I also think it's the versatility is on the other side of things, too, with the knowledge. You mentioned before, if you're a veteran and you're looking to buy a home, there are specific, you know, organizations that can help you with those kind of things. If you are a single parent, if you are somebody who is, you know, you don't think you'd ever be able to be a homeowner or something, all of these factors, these things, encourage you to reach out to David, reach out to his team, ask these questions. Our parents always used to tell us the worst they could say is no. You know, it's not it, at the very least, you at least get the answers. That stuff is also really important to this, too. The personal touch you can bring to those questions.
Yeah, I think so. And what I try and do is establish fairly early on with my clients what their communication style is. So each client has their own preferred method of communication and their own way of dealing with things. So there will be some people who want to deal with everything on paper. They don't do anything electronically, and I'm going to be getting my car with a printed contract and driving out to see them. And that's fine if that's what works best for them. There'll be other people who text me, and there'll be people who text me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll reply at 6:30 when I wake up. it's all to do with making sure that there is a simpatico in how we deal with one another.
You know, and I imagine that with every client, you're going to have different questions, different needs. So again, those specifics and being able to work with around those or help those really come into play. And certainly the wealth of knowledge comes into play with this. Knowing an area, knowing the, a lot of the opportunities that are available for people, those are all really good. But the lingo and so much else about the business, experience goes a long way as well. I wouldn't say that somebody who just got into this industry couldn't do it well, but the people that have been doing it for years, the people who have been doing it for a while, you guys really know your stuff. You really have that experience factor down that can really help with not only the compatibility, the chemistry for somebody, the comfort for somebody. You mentioned before, this is, if not the biggest, one of the biggest purchases you're ever going to make. Making your clients comfortable, I imagine, is a part of this as well, or at least trying to make them comfortable. You can only do so much.
Yeah, that is pretty important. And one of the sayings I love is that there are no stupid questions. Mm-hmm. And I want to make people feel, if I'm showing them a house or if I'm helping them sell their house, that they can ask me anything. And, you know, sometimes we're going around a house and somebody sees something and they say, David, what's that over there? And I look at it and I think, I haven't the foggiest clue what that is. It may be a humidifier, it may be a dehumidifier, it may be a heater, but I'm sure as heck going to find out. Mm-hmm. So what I'll probably do is I'll take a photograph and I'll go back and research and I'll give them the answer. A lot of the times I will know the answer because it'll be something I've seen, but once in a while there'll be something that stumps me. So yes, the experience does make a good deal of difference with that.
I tried, everybody. I tried to stump David. I couldn't. He had answers for all my stuff today. David, did we cover everything we wanted to today? You feel good about that? I feel like we got all of our bases covered today.
I think we did, yes. Hmm. The only thing I would probably like to say to people is if you do want to reach out to me, you can always contact me on my phone, which is 715-323-8594, and feel free to text me, and you can text me at 4 o'clock in the morning if you like.
He'll get it as soon as he can. He'll get back to you as soon as possible. He does to me all the time, so I can tell you verbatim that he definitely will. David, always good talking with you. Thank you so much for the time. Looking forward to next month.
Thanks very much, James.
And find out more at Coldwellbanker.com, Coldwellbanker.com. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom.
The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution against Joe Biden's son. Doesn't make sense. I know. Devil's advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Allball Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's one holdout for a ceasefire deal in the Middle East.
One and only one thing stands in the way,
of this deal happening. And that's Hamas.
But the U.S. is now reviewing an alleged response from the terror group, saying they're ready to negotiate a complete end to the war. Hunter Biden's been convicted of gun crimes and faces possible jail time now in Delaware. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's not about punishing him for what he was suffering at that time. It's about punishing him for taking illegal action.
President Biden now headed to Wilmington to be with Hunter after making a speech at a gun safety event in Washington.
My predecessor told the NRA convention recently, he's proud that, quote, I did nothing on guns when I was president. And by doing nothing, he made the situation considerably worse.
The president says his policies have led to lower murder rates across the country. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more.